this is Madge Weinstein. I'm at the park. I'm at Mount Lesbian with Trotsky, and we are playing catch, fetch, whatever the fuck you call it. The grass is newly mowed. It looks like they did it this morning, actually. And I'm fat and depressed as usual, so what I'm trying to do is to combat my depressions is to make appointments, even if it's for like walking the dog, doing the pogrom, doing exercise, going to Weight Watchers, picking something up, calling the doctor's appointment, stuff like that. Putting it on my calendar, turd, and getting fucked. No, I'm just kidding. And right, here you go. So, hold on. Trotsky was chasing a pompadour or whatever the fuck those things are called. Where's your ball? Anyway. Oh, there it is. Anyway, so a lesbian is following me. That's what happens on Mount Lesbian. It's like oh, who cares? So anyway, for me, it's about 10 o'clock or 10:07. Oh, yeah, the lawnmower's still there. And I was late for Walking the Dog, according to my appointment, between 9 and 10. And then the show is from 10 to 12, including editing, believe it or not, and whatnot. So I combine them into one, which is why I'm recording this now outside. And hopefully I won't say anything that needs to be edited out. And, yeah, I love when lesbians follow me. And it's like this huge park where there's like, you know, a million acres, yet they have to follow me because I'm a lesbian with food allergies. But I'm not paranoid enough, Rin. Good boy. Oh no, I certainly ain't. I ain't. Okay, there we go. Come on. So, I did something I rarely do, which is turn off Democracy Now! Because it's so depressing. But they had Jeremy's... I listened to the headlines. One thing that was particularly disturbing is that the President Bush administration has been cracking down on people that go to war in order to make money. No, just kidding. The Bush has been cracking down on illegal immigrants, people who are already poor, trying to feed their kids, trying to get into America to make a buck. And, you know, it used to be when they would catch them, they would just tell them, you know, go home. Send them, say, you can't come in, bye. Now they're arresting them and detaining them. All of them. And I would guess most likely to a Halliburton prison where they can be used for free labor. And think about that, huh? So, I guess from the Bush angle, it's... Well, that's the tube of eyeliner on the... What the fuck's that doing here? I guess from the point of view of the Bush administration, it's, well, illegal immigrants, yeah, sure they do all the work that nobody wants to do, none of the citizens, but why pay them $5 an hour to do it, or $2 an hour, whatever the slave wage is, when you can pay them 25 cents an hour through a Halliburton detention camp. I don't know. That's just my speculation. What the fuck do I know? I found out from listening to Karma Bank... That's my vagina smells. I really need to pee. I wonder if I just pulled my vagina out and like sat down on the grass if anyone would notice I'm having a pee. I've never done that. I think something might crawl up my vagina if I do that. You want to play? Okay. He's getting a little restless. He wants me to throw it further, the bowl. All right, blaps-faced. Go get it. You don't want to get it? You want to go to the dog beach? We can go to the dog beach, but if there's too many big dogs, we're not dogging. We're not doing it. Come on.
Pretty.
Shitty titty, shitty titty, shitty titty, shitty titty. I got shitty titties. Shitty titty, shitty titty. What else? So I have food allergies. Depressed, fat, bloated. What did I do yesterday? Well, let's see. Friday, no, Saturday, I videotaped David Serta's show, Die Mommy Die. You may recall that last year I videotaped the staged reading. This was the full play. But I don't know that I'll be posting any of it online because I just can't seem to, you know. Oh, maybe I'll do the hallucinogenic sequence. Maybe that would be fun. Yeah, I think I can post that one online. And, Trotsky, come on. I feel really boring today. What else is new? But I feel depressed. I don't really want to be here in Chicago. And normally when I come home, it's great. I want to be home. You remember. You follow me, audience. But maybe it's because I met a girlfriend in Ecuador. We've been in contact. And, of course, that's silly. But, yeah, whatever. And she doesn't speak any English either, which is nice. None. So, I wanted to take some Spanish classes over at the Truman College. But I can speak a pequeño Spanish, but not more than to understand pequeño Amy Winehouse and pequeño Roach. But, or la pequeño, I guess you have to say la. But then James was telling me this yesterday. He said, Madge, you ought to take classes at the Truman College. I said, oh yeah, how much does it cost? He said, $95. But two people got shot there last week. I says, two people got shot there? He said, yes, at 9 o'clock at night. So, don't worry. If you still go to class, you can still go to night school and get shot. I guess he thought I wanted to get shot. It didn't really come out right. When am I going to take a piss? I shouldn't drink coffee before I do this shit. Okay, we're going to walk to the lesbian shit. I mean, this is the lesbian shit. Now, first we're going to go to the bathroom. And then we're going to go to the dog beach, possibly. I hate how coffee makes you go these little pee-pees. It's weird, huh? Oh, I should have brought money for receptives. Or a water. You know, you have to pay for water. No, that was a mistake, drinking water. Shouldn't have drank water. La pequeña relch. So, what else? Yeah, it's hard being me sometimes. I don't know. I've just been depressed. My shrink, meaning my psychiatrist, wants me to go see a therapist, but it's just so American, you know? Like, do I really need to do that when I can just make a schedule? Do I really need to spend hundreds of dollars a month on this fucking shit when I don't even have it? It's just fucked up. But, like, honestly, the only reason I want to do it is because my psychiatrist keeps asking me about it. Oh, it's so stupid. I guess I should take the medical advice. I mean, what's it going to hurt? It's not like it's giving me drugs. Whatever. I'm not really on that many drugs. I'm just on the Wellbutrin. And then I take this clonazepam to sleep at night. I don't really need it to sleep at night every day, but because I have a history of substance abuse, I can't do as-needed prescriptions, so it's like all or nothing. Don't judge me. I don't want any comments on that crap, on my meds, because a lot of people judge that, you know, including me. So I just don't want to hear it right now. Although you can say it if you want. I don't want to prevent anybody from saying something that's on their mind. Okay, so we're going under the brucha, and we're going towards the pisser, and I'll put the thing in my back pocket and wee-wee, and then we'll go to the dog beach, see if it's crowded, and by the time this pilgrim is done, it'll be done and I won't have to edit the thing. Hopefully there's nobody masturbating each other in this bathroom, although that would be fun. I better leave the tape recorder on just in case. The sound you hear is me flip-flops. So I guess I'll grease up the old racing bike, which I haven't used in years, and take her for a spin downtown. Maybe just do an hour, kind of a warm-up thing. And then I can go to this Weight Watchers class I used to go to after Seattle shut. I don't know, it's confusing. See, the problem I get is when there's a lot of things I can do, I get really confused over really stupid things. Scheduling fucks me. I mean, even when it's yoga or Weight Watchers. Oh my God, look at this old thing. Oh, that's the guy that works at the corn dog stand. Steve Harris met him. He's 1,080. Hold on, I'm going to go urinate. I'll leave it on. Okay, we're done with the urination scene. It's like from an opera or something. The urination scene. So the turd whores were on last night, the finale. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm very excited because Anne Boleyn's getting her head chopped off. You know, and I was researching, probably based on this upcoming thought, but I was researching. I forgot to put Ron Pond's suntan lotion on. Usually I have it on my lips, but I need it on my neck. Finna, what was I saying? Finta. Hello. Right. What is this? Oh, it's like a gun holster. That would be surprising. La Pequeña Ranch. Looks nice outside. Sure do. So we was talking about the scheduling and how difficult it'd be. Yeah. So for example, let's discuss this. Let's think it out and you can be my therapist and charge me money. Which you're already doing by making me talk to you when I could be doing something more productive. But that's very indirect and I don't care. I should have brought my money so I could have bought a glass of water. Anyway, so, yeah, the world is fine. Everything's good. So let's just talk about me. Everything's perfect out there. Coca-Cola is sponsoring the Beijing Olympics. So now I'm seriously, not that I wasn't, doing the Max and Stacey boycott. Even though I really wasn't, but now I really am. So speaking of Max and Stacey, they, pulled a story from ABC News that, and it, I think it was a Good Morning America, of all things, report, that, that said Katie Couric's vagina smells, and when they have the, CBS Evening News, it, requires a lot of, Febreze. No, that's not the truth. What's the truth? The truth is nothing. That was a profundity, BDW. BTW. There's too many big dogs here. Fuck. What the fuck is this? Wednesday, mid-morning, and there's all these fucking dogs. Doesn't anybody fucking work? Jesus Christ. They can't all be podcasting. I don't know if I told you, but did I talk about the Black Music Festival last week in Miami? I went walking around and they had all these people, and I have some sort of a Black Music Festival for hip-hop or whatnot, and Sugar, some, I don't know these people, Jada Kiss, things like this, where they're performing. And there were these huge lines of the blacks waiting to go into concerts. But you would not believe the way the women's were dressed. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and I've seen a lot of booty. But they were these huge women, like huge, like 300-pound women, that somehow managed to retain some shape, I think due to elastic. And they were wearing these bright, like neon-colored and short and lamé-colored shorty shorts. Huge. 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 With like little signs like bootylicious on their butts, and they were just standing there, and people were staring at them. And I guess the men thought this was hot, and like, I know there was one guy who was really, seemed like he was on crack or something. He had one of those Snoop Doggies haircuts. And he looked and he's like freaking out. Like in Pink Flamingos when Crackers freaks out on these women in the street and whatnot. And he looks and he says, Day. And he takes a picture of her ass. She looked like she was mad. Okay? It's fucking big dogs. Trotsky can't do this. Can't do no big dogs. Dun, 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 dun. See, there we go. Wave of depression. Beautiful day with dog. Nice wave of depression. The path of least resistance. Not always clear. Good, they went the other way. That's nice. And I exercise, I do the yoga. I still feel like crap. Maybe my medications are wrong. I don't know. Maybe I just see too much reality. No, that can't be. Because sometimes I see reality and I just still can be happy. I think. Oh, who cares? It's Monday. The problem with depression is that it seems, at least in my case, caused by mostly subconscious, self-conscious, subconscious things. And those are hard to identify sometimes. Sub-based? Sub-based. I'm going to see. We're not going to go into the dog park. But I'm going to look and see how, if there's a section for little dogs or if the big dogs have taken over the whole thing. I think there's too many big dogs. Hmm. Yeah, you know, I need to write a letter to Helen Schiller. She's the Alderman's. And see if we can get a, they really need to split up the dog beach so that this part of it is for small dogs, I think. Yeah, because these dogs are too big. They're chasing each other. No, that ain't going to work. There's a German Shepherd. That ain't right. I mean, normal dogs can do that. They can get, even get a little injured, but Trotsky's got legs that are fragile. So maybe these people can get fucked. Okay. Yeah, they'll have to. Meanwhile, I'm really the one getting fucked because I can't take Trotsky to the beach. Poor little Trotsky wants to go to the beach. I guess it's back to Mount Lesbian again. So anyway, whatever. You know, I'm glad I stopped the live video, but it's really important that I replace it with something that I can schedule, like the way I did this. Because the good thing about the video was it made me schedule. The bad thing was, is that, is from my standpoint, and that's really the only one that matters, to say the truth, or matters the most to me, is everybody has an opinion. Remember, opinions are like assholes. They're all named Cheryl. Come on. But. Yeah, I think I'll just take the bike out. I haven't done that in 3 years. Anytime I do something different, that usually is fun. Yeah. So I can see these friends I used to go to at this one Weight Watchers class tonight at 8. I haven't gone there in 3 years since I told the person who runs it to go fuck himself. You know, and that's fine. That's over. We've since made up and everything. It's his fault, of course. I'm never rude. Yes. Yeah, so, you know, the problem with the live video was pretty much it was stupid. I mean, I liked doing it live, but I didn't like the chat room, to tell you the truth. The chat room was really stupid. Yeah, the chat room is really stupid. In fact, chat rooms in general are really stupid. And you just have people that... I mean, it's not a fair representation of the audience, for one. And, you know, if somebody tells me what I'm talking about is stupid in the chat room, or they don't like something, it does affect me, and it does steer the show. And it tends to go towards the lowest common denominator, which is my vagina. Pretty low. Anyway, that's probably old bullshit. It doesn't matter. The real point is that it needed to change. Like, I change my show from every couple months anyway when it gets bored, regardless. So, I done changed it. God, I'm hungry. I need to eat something. Then we gotta go to Seattle Sutton. 2 o'clock. Then I have a telephone appointment with somebody. Blah. At 3 o'clock. That's one of those special appointments you can't miss because they're prolapsed. Right. And then I put on the schedule to check off things on my to-do list. So, like, one thing on my schedule is scheduling things. Making the doctor's appointment. I gotta buy La Grande Rilch a present for her birthday, which I don't want to do because she's ugly and doesn't deserve anything. But it's a conspiracy, she'll torture me if I don't get her anything. But Cheryl, it's not going to be anything so great. I'm going to give you some money, but you know about my financial situation. It's going to be a modest sum. Not that it ever wouldn't be. Whatever. Whatever. Well, this is different at least. And plus, I get to kill the two birds with the one stone. Stones throw away. So, okay, so here's the question. So, the day is pretty much mapped out. I have things to do during the day. But now, the original plan was turd, go turd, and the gym at when was that? The gym would be well, if I go with my friend Tim, who used to go to the spin class with me on Tuesday before, but he's kind of laxed out on it. In other words, he hasn't been going while I was away to the Tuesday spin class. He said that he would go with me today to the really annoying Queen spin class, which I don't want to go to if I go to .com. Well, yeah, doesn't make sense to go to a spin class if I'm riding my bike for real at some distance. So, La Grande Rilch. I'm in the gay cruise. This is like the parking lot, the Wilson parking lot here in the, near the Mount Lesbian. If you look on the map, if you look for Weiss Memorial Hospital, if you look on the Google Earth, Google Lewis A. Weiss Memorial Hospital on, I guess it's Marine Drive. If you look directly across the street, just to follow me along, if you look, because I don't have no GPS this shit on here. It's just a Adderall from 100 years ago. You'll see a big empty parking lot, and that's where I just walked through. Gay Cruise parking lot, used to be anyway. And now it's just a parking lot. So, this Adderall has a weird memory for me, because I remember when I bought it, it was at the Sam Air store at the Dolphin Mall in Miami. And I had been using, it was probably November or December of 2005. I had been using the iRiver for portable recordings until then, and somehow I heard about this Adderall there. I read about it, I wanted to buy it. I had been to the Dolphin Mall with Gussie a couple weeks prior. I saw the thing, and then I thought about it, decided I wanted to buy it. And I bought it. And Gussie was very sweet in taking me to the mall, even though, you know, she had just been diagnosed as not having cancer, even though she really did. She got a needle biopsy, and it was, you know, a mistake. It was wrong. And she really did have cancer, not just there, but everywhere. And But when I was at this Dolphin Mall, and she was getting, I forget what those things are called, the chicharillos or something, that like these breaded, like breadsticks, but they're sweet and they're dipped in cinnamon and some things, sometimes chocolate. So when we went to the Dolphin Mall, we like to go there and get these. So she was there getting the chicharillos or whatever they're called, and I was buying this piece of equipment that I'm talking to you on. And the thing is that when I saw her from a distance as I was coming back, quite happy to have denied my existence, the reality of my existence, through another purchase, arguably unnecessary, I saw her and she looked sick, you know. I was in denial because she had just gotten a clean diagnosis and her health was better. But I could tell that she was feeling really bad and faking it to not make me feel bad or, you know, like that. You know, she wanted me to be happy, I think.